WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction continuing to come in to President Trump's suggestion the U.S. take over the Gaza Strip. He's not ruling out the use of American troops to make sure the Palestinians get out either.
Jordan and Egypt, those two countries have definitively said that they do not want people coming there. And Trump's answer to that is no, they will take those countries. So this is essentially opening up Pandora's box of foreign relations of what's possible in the Middle East.
ABC's Perry Russum in Washington. Pam Bondi confirmed by the Senate to be the country's next attorney general. According to an email obtained by ABC News, USAID staff have been informed that all those serving globally, except for mission-critical staff and core leadership, are being placed on administrative leave. All 67 bodies have now been removed from the wreckage of the American Airlines plane and the Army helicopter that collided last week. We are also hearing from other pilots at Reagan National Airport that there were 15 incidents of close calls like that going back to 1991. This is ABC News. A mystery that goes back more than a decade in Philadelphia taking a turn this week. In 2011, Ellen Greenberg was found by her fiancé stabbed more than 20 times. But the medical examiner said she took her own life.
Ellen's parents for more than a decade fought to change the suicide ruling, suing the city, claiming the case was mishandled and there was a conspiracy to cover up Ellen's murder. One of the parents' civil cases against the city was about to go to trial this week. But on Saturday, an about-face from the medical examiner, who filed new documents saying Ellen's manner of death should be designated as something other than suicide. Hours later, the city and Greenberg's parents reached a settlement. The city now agreeing to take another look at the case.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Google may be loosening the rules for its artificial intelligence work. Its page on AI principles has done away with a section called Applications We Will Not Pursue that included specific bans for AI weapons. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Marquette with another loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 11th-ranked Marquette Golden Eagles losing to St. John's 70-64 at Madison Square Garden. It's the first time the Red Storm have beat a top 15th-ranked team in 34 years. Head coach Shaka Smart after the loss.
You know, we get in these Big East wars, and there's a level of experience that you gain from wins, and there's experience that you gain from losses. It's, unfortunately, you need both.
The Badgers with a win at home over Indiana, 76-64. Wisconsin finding a way to slow down Hoosier center Umar Ballo. Max Klesmet.
That was part of the game plan. Was Ballo the last five games been averaging about 36, 37 minutes. So we knew a way to kind of tap into his legs was playing at a faster clip. I think the guys did a good job preparing for this one.
And we've learned Wisconsin is losing their player personnel director to another team in the Big Ten. Max Steiner, who came to Wisconsin with Luke Fickle, is the new executive director for personnel for the USC Trojans. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsettling. unsatisfying, in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy today with a high of 29 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow with some freezing drizzle. Could get a half inch to an inch with a low of 24, and that freezing drizzle could make things a little slick tomorrow morning. We will clear out. It will be windy with a high tomorrow near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Trump's executive orders and tariffs. What is that doing to Wisconsin farmers? Darren Von Rooten joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We have got the Super Bowl coming up, of course, this week. I talk about a man that has probably covered more big sporting events than any man I personally consider a friend. Mike Steve Pack joining us before his trip to New Orleans. Mr. Steve Pack, good morning, sir.
John, hello.
How are you, bud?
Happy Wednesday.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. When you go to New Orleans?
This time tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Mike, is that like the best place for a Super Bowl?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as far as needing and wanting anything and everything you could ask for in a location or a venue.
Walking distance, right, great restaurants, yeah, just the people. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, there's no better place. Yeah. And this would be what I think was this there. What number is this? I think 11th, 9th, something like that.
That they've had it there?
Yeah.
We've talked, Jim and I talked. I mean, I've only been to 3. Dallas was the worst. San Diego was bizarre because there you have to take a trolley to this place right. And something else to another place. But New Orleans, I don't remember driving. We went over to Keel, no. Mississippi to do a story on fire for like everybody else did. I can't think of driving anywhere else. No. We walked everything.
It's great.
Yeah,
love it.
Well, when you go there multiple times and you realize that, you know, your ninth trip to the quarter is plenty.
Yeah, right.
You get in a car and you drive that beautiful city and find so many wonderful places outside of the quarter.
Yeah,
that make the quarter look like Kittyland.
Right, I believe
and,
that.
It's a beautiful city, and I try to get out of the quarter as often as I can, and we'll be doing it again this weekend.
So who are you working for this weekend, Mike?
I'm working for Fox Sports.
Okay, because CBS is okay with that, huh?
Well, see, Fox is doing Super Bowl.
I know. You work for CBS, though, but CBS is allowing you to work for Fox? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
You back know, up. Hang on. So I got to get this one straight.
I work for Fox Sports, John.
Yes.
That's Mike Steepak.
I know, but I...
Welcome, Mike. I know that.
I know what I'm thinking. Your partners went to CBS.
No. They went to ESPN.
Mike, throw him some cover.
So God, just God. Keep trying, John. You'll get it eventually.
Wow.
Hey, Mike.
I just got to follow your career a little bit better.
You know, Mike, the Super Bowl, I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl. I've got my favorite. But, you know, they always want to stir up some kind of controversy. So there's a couple things going on.
Right.
One, obviously, is are the refs favoring the Chiefs? The other one is that, and this isn't really getting legs, but the whole that it's two African-American quarterbacks, you know, I don't know. That's, I don't think that's a story. But the president...
I think that's already happened.
Exactly.
So. Yeah,
it's still in there, Johnny. They're still trying to stir up.
Like, when Doug Williams...
I agree. I'm with Mike.
Okay, great story. Yada, yada. Open up the gates for everything. And that was 25 years ago, whatever. Right. It's like, it's really? Like, that's still a story?
They're trying to make that one a story. Yeah. That ref thing is a story. But the big story now is first president ever to attend a Super Bowl. I will tell you something. The fans will not like that because the security when they show up is unbelievable.
And I believe that.
How'd you like to be on the same skybox floor that he's on? You realize what a pain it's going to be to get in there and leave your skybox and go to the bathroom and ugh.
A pain for so many reasons, but I digress.
Anyway, let's talk about the game. Do you? I know you're covering the game, but
how do you see it?
Do you think it's gonna be a good one?
I think Philadelphia is a better team, but how can you bet against the Chiefs?
You can't.
You
right?
You can't.
Patrick Mahomes is beyond something. He doesn't look the part. He like somebody had a great example. They said when Patrick Mahomes runs, he reminds me of a guy at a Major League Baseball game who just bought a full beer and is trying to chase down a foul ball that just came into the stands. He doesn't want to spill his beer.
That's a great description. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't look it. He doesn't run it. But he just gets it done. He's the closest thing. Mike, you tell me. You've seen a million games up close. He's the closest thing to a Joe Montana I've ever seen in that – he doesn't look like Dan Marino, doesn't throw like Dan Marino, but the ball is exactly where it has to be, and he refuses to lose.
It has to be, and the passes are complete.
Yep.
They're accurate.
Yep.
Somehow they get there, and again, they win.
Yep.
Right.
Never seen anything like it. And same thing with Andy Reid.
And I think it's great that Andy Reid said, I'm going to be back next year, because all that drama, I just can't stand
that. That would be the story this week.
Right. So he kind of put that
one. Nip that one in the bud.
Right. I think that's great, but... What do you just tell me what you think, Mike, about this whole referee thing?
It's akin to when I heard so many times, including last night, about how the Packer fans and fans around the country have an extreme dislike for Joe Buck and Troy Aikman because they assume that Buck and Aikman hate Green Bay, hate the Packers. First, I would say, why? Just like the officials, why would the officials have be a conspiracy? There's absolutely no reason for it. So people look for things. When there is success, adulation, uncanny abilities, fame, people often, and this is true in any walk of life, people look for some ways to chip away at it.
To knock them off. Yeah, you're right.
Whether they feel better about themselves or whatever the psychological reasoning for it is, it just doesn't make any sense. That's when you said, this is controversy over officiating and the Chiefs. And I just, the first, why would there be any reasoning?
Right.
That to happen?
Mike, I agree with you 100%, and it's not like the whole league has had this super secret meeting. Hey, everybody, the Chiefs need our help. They don't need anybody's help. Right. So I think it's ridiculous.
You would think, guys, if that was the case, it would be in reverse.
Right.
The officiating would be for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Because enough of the Chiefs. Knock them off their perch. Let's make the league a little bit more sound.
Right.
And have a different champion.
Right.
Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yep.
I think Mahomes brought a little bit of that on himself, though, in the game when he was running out of bounds and he slowed down. And then, when flying ash over teacups, as we used to say, I think that was a bad move on his part. Didn't you, Mike?
Listen, there's moments throughout the season in the game that you take back. Do I think it was intentional? Maybe slightly.
Yeah.
But how can you fault him? You can't fault the guy. He's just a winner and goes about it the right way.
I don't like his wife.
I do. Like what he stands for. I just think he's a great representative for the youth.
I don't like his brother either.
Well, his brother I care for, but
yeah.
I mean, he's got a cousin that's kind of a jag.
Does he?
But other than that, I don't know.
All right. So anyway, Mike Stepak, Fox Sports. How many years for you now, my friend? And here's a funny story. I was reading a little thing in your Facebook about 1979. You started as a runner for CBS. So did I.
Right.
I did too. Isn't that funny? The guy who's
that
now,
Mike's where he is. And
the guy
who
sat next to me from U to Me Away in broadcasting 301 class is now the president of CBS telecast or something. Mike Arnold. What's his title?
Long time director. Still directs, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he hired me the day Stanford against Arizona State to be a grip type thing with Jim Lampley. Remember Jim Lampley?
Oh, yeah.
very well. Mike, great boxing announcer.
Yes, great boxing announcer. And Lee Cor- no, not Lee Corso. Lee Grosskopf was the other guy. And that's the type, when I had to line up the coaches' interviews before the game, it was Frank Cush and Bill Walsh was the head coach of Stanford.
Yeah.
And that's the time I had
opposite ends of the coin.
Pardon?
Opposite ends of the coin with those two.
Oh, completely opposite ends of the quarry. Yes. And that's the time, it's the first time I'd ever had headphones. I never heard myself in headphones. They told me to check the mics before I put them on.
And that was it, huh?
That was it.
That was it?
That was the start. I was going to check one, two.
That's finding your seat in yourself?
Yeah. That was it. That was it. That was it.
And look
that
where he is. Spark. Look where he is now, Mike.
Look where I am. Look where you are. Look where Mike Arnold is.
Well, listen. I can't talk about you and I, John, but I can say there's a huge separation between both of us and Mike Arnold.
So. I don't know what happened. I don't know where it went. I don't know where it went. Man. Actually, you know what?
I'm sure if you can go back and think about it, John, you can probably come up with a few reasons. But anyway.
Actually, I mentioned that to you, though.
I could.
But that's where we both had that spark by being runners at the bottom rung of what you could possibly
correct.
Do. Yeah.
And I've told this story 1,000 times. I'm not going to tell it again, but you have Mike Arnold to thank. I have Lee Rimmel to thank.
Oh, Lee Rimmel. Anybody that's ever dealt with Lee Rimmel would thank him for just being Lee Rimmel.
I would not be where I am.
Yeah.
I would not have done all that I've been able to do.
Yeah.
In television sports without Lee Rimmel.
Yeah.
And I think about that all the time to this day. And my gratitude for him is tremendous and always will be. And anyway,
they don't make Lee Rimmels anymore.
No, but Lee they Rimmel, don't make him anymore. I just want to say Lee Rimmel, I got to know him after, because he spoke a couple times.
I knew
times.
Lee Rimmel. He was a friend of mine.
No, sir, I'm just saying, Lee Rimmel. I know, whatever.
Just saying.
He kind of only knew football, though. He was hard
Well, he had been a sports reporter for a lot of years.
His knowledge, width and breadth of sports knowledge, for that era.
Yeah, he could tell you Mickey Mantle stories.
I'm talking.
He's a savant
of sports.
Sorry, Mayor. He was
Of sports. Yes.
I've never talked to him about French cooking.
Okay, well, I tried.
Why?
No, I told you that. I just want to tell you.
He's from Shawano, for God's sake.
Okay, yeah. Right. So, Mike, I just want to tell you one story. And I loved Lee Rimmel. He did a lot for the city. He went to his banquets. Anyway, we went to a dinner one time, and it was one of those fancy dinners. I think there was 12 of us there, and they put the name tags so you didn't sit like next to your wife, and they wanted to like mix up the crowd. And my wife, this is back in 2003-04, knew nothing about sports, and they sat her next to Lee Rimmel. I thought, well, this is going to be an interesting dinner.
Yeah.
So anyway, they kind of communicated. It was just she was asking him about his family. Chris didn't have kids. Asking about Thanksgiving. It wasn't his biggest holiday. It was more like the sports games. Anyway, he was a great guy. I loved him, but I'm just saying that he was, like you said, he was a savant on sports.
Yes.
He was just a gentleman. He was a polite,
great guy.
Lovely
wife, Noreen.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't make him like Lee Rimmel anymore in that business, do they, Mike?
No, they don't.
No, it's
a whole different game.
Yeah, whole different game. We're with Mike Stepak, Fox Sports. Going to be working the Super Bowl. Mike, we're going to be sending a quick break in just a little bit. Can you stick around?
Sure.
Thanks, Mike.
This morning, so let's move it along.
You what?
I got to teach.
Oh.
You can move it along.
Sorry. Wow. We're not even going to talk about your disc jockeying days at Sebastian's.
Thank you.
Every time we do that, we're not going to do it this time. There you go. Mike Stepak, right, Fox Sports.
Oshkosh, Tanina. This is 98.3 WISS.
Hey,
it's Amanda with your new Wisco 411, and I know it's only been a week, but you get to see the guys out and about in the real world once again. This Thursday, Mino and the Mayor will be broadcasting on location at Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. Stop by, say hi to the guys, and meet the owners, Adam and Kim, and enjoy some absolute deliciousness baked from scratch with love. We got a great lineup of guests for you, and you never know what's going to happen when Mino and the Mayor are live on location at Vintage Rose and De Pere this Thursday from 6 till 9 a.m.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Now, Mino and the Mayor's laughter at 21 after.
Halloween brings out the neighbors, though, man. My neighbors come out, you know. I'm friendly, but I'm not neighborly. I don't come out of my house and wave if I see the guy across the street. You know, you see a lot of people. Hey! Hey, Frank! How's it going? Oh, lawn looks good! Looks good! That ain't me. I come out of my house, head down, hop in the car. Gone. Gone. This woman across the street, God, she's always in our business. I can't stand her. She was coming over. I saw her through the window. I said, look at this. Here she come. Here she come. She comes over. She's like, I noticed you're not part of the Teal Pumpkin program. I said, what's that? Well, you paint a pumpkin teal green, and that signifies that you're home. Hands out non-food items. So we are handing out spider rings, necklaces, notepads. I said, get the fuck off my porch.
The one and only Sebastian Maniscalco is bringing his Laugh Out Loud comedy to the Rush Center Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Call or text in now for your chance to win. 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Or text in on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor's laughter at 21 after on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. We're with Mike Stepak, Fox Sports, on his way to New Orleans to cover the Super Bowl. Mike, talk us through game day for what you do and your folks do. Give us a little behind the curtain.
Well, it's going to be certainly different for the Super Bowl. I will not be doing what I normally do on the road during the season, which is the graphics and Fox Box. Primarily tomorrow, Friday, I'm going to be working with Rich Russo, our director, and coordinating the on-field activities prior, talk about player introductions, and then the post-game trophy presentations, things like that. So coordinating the cameras, personnel. We have we bring in high school players, high school football teams around New Orleans to come in and act as the two teams. So we do intros and we line up plays. They get camera angles set. We do all that on Friday. It's pretty intensive. And then we also, as I said, do the trophy presentation, rehearsal. On Saturday, we've got production meetings in the city at the Four Seasons, and those will be pretty intensive and extensive. So we're talking about the broadcast and more than anything else, I mean, certainly this is a different game, but for this production crew, Richie Zions, the producer, and I said Rich Russo, the director, they're well versed in this. This is, I think, their sixth Super Bowl, and outstanding people, gentlemen, and professionals. So the game preparation is not that different. It's all the external stuff that is a pain, but has to be dealt with.
Will you be handling that from in the truck or on the field?
I'll be on the field on Friday. On the field on Friday. On John, I get to wear headsets, John.
Wow.
So
looking cool.
And then Sunday, I will be in the truck helping out with specialty graphics and things of that nature, things that I notice, not only on the field, but not only for graphics, but also I'm looking for maybe key plays through the game that we can store and bring back at a time maybe later in the game. For example, a missed extra point or a near interception, things that could have gone the other way and changed the outcome of the game. So that's kind of what I'm doing.
That's cool, man. There's a million guys I know that would give their arm for your job.
And Mike, I got to ask you, talk about, you know, the plays you're going to replay. But, you know, we talked about, you know, the refs, the president. But something else that's a little controversy, this whole tush push. And you see that Mark Murphy is totally against it. And other people are like, hey, look, you know. And
That's because they couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Dude, so what the Eagles like that.
Well, hey, listen. If it's working, if it works and it's legal, you know, do it because it works.
But it used to be such.
It may not work as well as it used to, but still is.
It used to be such a thing. I mean, like, you know, the iconic picture that Vern Beaver took of Bart Starr's quarterback sneak to win the Ice Bowl. Chuck Mersin. People always thought that he was signaling touchdown when he was on top of Starr, basically, and he was showing the refs, "I'm not pushing him in. I'm not pushing," because that was such a penalty years ago. If you aided a guy in any way moving forward,
right? Correct. So very smart on his part, but he was an Ivy League guy.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And Marquette High School from Milwaukee.
Okay, can't beat that.
He got screwed over bad. The Lombardi screwed him over. Chuck Mersin was one of the main people. One of the main reasons the Packers won that Super Bowl. He on that correct. Final drive, he was
championship.
NFC Championship. He was so instrumental at final drive. It was incredible, okay? Mm-hmm. So they win that. They're going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He never got into one play in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
They had Ben Wilson play instead of him. And Chuck Mersin, who had all of his people come visiting and whatever,
I bet.
Never stepped on the field.
Yeah, I'm sure that ate at him for the rest of his life.
It kind of did.
Ben Wilson lost his contact lenses, and he still didn't get it.
That's right. Remember in the end zone, they're digging around trying to find his contact lenses. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember those details. Anyway, Mark was just saying talking about that star that was talent, and there's no talent in the tush push.
Well, no, but Buffalo tried it, too. I'll tell you what was weird was when the announcers, Tony Romo in that last week,
right,
for the Bills game, he says, well, you know, I was talking with some of the coaches in their film study. They kind of see the tendency that Josh Allen always wants to go to his left. And he kept trying to go to his left, and they kept stuffing him. And it's almost like, hey, coaches for Buffalo, listening to this guy?
You may want to go the other way.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right, Mike.
So, Mike, do you guys, there's so many parties down there, right? I mean, this party, that party. I mean, that's got to be.
Yeah.
Does that get old?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, listen, it's somehow I've gotten to this age of mine. I still can't believe it, but no, I mean, parties are great. Normally, it's a cameo appearance for me because I don't need and want to stick around for all that hoopla. I really don't. What means the most to me is I got an invite for Friday night. There's a Fox-specific production dinner limited to not many people, and I got invited to it.
Okay,
and
cool.
It couldn't have meant more to me that they would think of me. And want me to be there, and I'm honored, privileged, and lucky.
That's awesome,
Mike.
Congratulations,
that's great.
Mike. Yeah, that's gonna be fantastic. Hey, Mike. So if something goes wrong with the player introductions, it's you, right?
Of course.
Okay. And if you need somebody to carry your bags or anything, I'm pretty free this weekend.
If the introductions go right.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right, works both ways.
Great point.
Mike,
see you back. Have a great trip to New Orleans, buddy.
Thank you.
Look forward to talking to you when you get back. All right, get out of here. Mike Steinbeck, Fox Sports, going down to cover the Super Bowl. He's had a phenomenal career, just a fantastic career, and good for him. When we come back, we're going to talk with Chris Leonard, headlines with the Press Times, and Matt Rentmeester Golden Apple Awards. Got a lot of great guests coming up. Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Yes, tariffs and immigration, definitely items that farms need to keep an eye on, but we also have to remember a farm bill. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Cassandra Kubel, who's the vice president of the Tory Advisory Group, says one of the biggest dangers that farmers are facing right now is assuming things won't change. She says, if you assume things won't change, that means you're not advocating for a farm bill, and that's dangerous.
I think it is. If you're not engaging, then it continues to go lower and lower on the poll of things that matter for them to be focusing on. And their attention's going to be taken up a lot on funding the government this first quarter. And we now have a tax package that's been announced. So it's not been officially introduced. It's just been shared out there in the greater sphere. It's bipartisan, but there's a lot to work on there. So there's a lot of other pieces of legislation that are going to be taking up a lot of energy. So to make sure that the farm bill is still important, regardless if it's going to be voted on this year or another year, it's still important to get out there and continue to talk about what those priorities are for you and your farm.
Cassandra Kubel, she is the vice president of the Tory Advisory Group. She says, obviously, paying attention to tariffs and immigration reform is definitely something farms have to do, but making sure your voice is still heard on the need for a new farm bill, critically important. Markets and overnight electronic trade starting a Wednesday morning. Not looking too bad. Numbers are next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to 6 locations. Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal. On Tuesday, the barrel cheese gained a penny and a half to 180 and a half. 40-pound block cheese was up 3 3/4 at 190. The Class 3 milk that goes into cheese for March is up 6 right now, 19.99 a hundredweight. December new crop corn a penny stronger at 4.69. November new crop beans unchanged at 10.73. July wheat up a nickel right now at 6.04. Don't forget, Thursday and Friday we'll see you in Wisconsin Dells for the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy today with a high of 29 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow with some freezing drizzle. Could get a half inch to an inch with a low of 24, and that freezing drizzle could make things a little slick tomorrow morning. We will clear out. It will be windy with a high tomorrow near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV writer and executive producer of The Soup, K.P. Anderson, and comedian Ben Katzner drops by to discuss his upcoming show in Green Bay. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
His upcoming show in Green Bay. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers announced his plans to invest over $145 million to address PFAS contamination across Wisconsin as part of his new biennial budget. The plan would help municipalities and private well owners with assistance with testing and eliminating PFAS from drinking water. PFAS are a group of man-made chemicals used in products like nonstick cookware, food wrappers, and even firefighting foam. The EPA estimates more than 6,800 cancer cases every year are related to PFAS in drinking water. Working from home could be a thing of the past for state employees if Wisconsin Republicans have their way. They've introduced legislation that would require state employees to return to their offices. The bill would require all state employees and workers at the Universities of Wisconsin system to return to the office by July, as many continue to work from home. Governor Tony Evers has expressed opposition to forcing a return to the office, saying remote work allows state agencies to hire the best candidates from anywhere in Wisconsin. Employees who were allowed to work from home before the pandemic would still be allowed to do so. Overdose aid kits are now in every middle and high school in the Oshkosh Area School District. The district partnered with the Clinton Global Initiative Overdose Response Network to install the kit, which contain naloxone nasal spray, CPR breathing barriers, fentanyl testing strips, and information about treatment and recovery. A community event on Friday, February 7th at 1 p.m. will be at Vell Phillips Middle School and will feature a video visit from U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, State Senator Jesse James, personal testimonies, and naloxone training. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, later on this morning, another chance to win with laughter at 21 after. Those are tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at the Rush Center on February 15th. After 8 o'clock, we chat with Jim and Greg with HME Home Medical. And after 8:30 this morning, Terry Barr with another Slice of Wisconsin. Now back to Mino and the Mayor with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Let's talk about one of the cool events that they hold around this area by the Green Bay Chamber of Commerce. We've got Chris Leonard, headlines for the Press Times. Chris, of course, the editor and a tremendous author with her brand new book about Curly Lambeau. And Matt Rentmeester, we're talking about the Golden Apple Awards. Welcome, you two.
Good morning.
Matt, this is a big deal. I mean, this Golden Apple,
it's a fun deal.
It just checks so many boxes. It's recognition for an industry that needs more recognition. I mean, I don't really people think understand how hard they work. And it's fun for the community to kind of see these people. So tell us, Golden Apple Awards, it's big day yesterday.
Absolutely. We announced to all of the winners yesterday. So we have 8 winners from...
Did you walk into their classes?
We did. That's awesome. To go into the classes. We had family members coming in. We had mentors coming in. A lot of tears, a lot of excitement, and the kids were just wild.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it was an excellent. It's 32 years we've had this program.
Wow.
32 years of recognizing, I think, with yesterday, 256 Golden Apple winners in the greater Green Bay area.
You only select 8? Well, that's going to be tough.
It is. It's very difficult. We have...
How do you do it?
We get thousands of applications that come in.
I know.
We have hundreds of teachers that fill out the full form, and then it is whittled down by screeners all the way down to a judging panel that has to figure it out. And it really comes down to literally just percentage.
Wow.
0.00%.
So, I mean, this isn't just some participation award. This is... No. This is big time.
They are so impressive. Yeah. What we do, we've refined the process a little bit. It used to be in-person interviews all the time. Yeah. Now they have to send in video of them. Send in that to review so that we can look back and score and do all of that. But it really, the emotional level of it is fantastic.
I heard Todd has something.
I was just going to say, for those who don't know what the Golden Apple Awards are, can we explain that a little bit?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure. The Greater Green Bay Chamber... along with a lot of community representation years ago, decided that it was really important to recognize the great educators in the area. And this was a time where businesses wanted to have a better intersection with the education community and the business community, working so that we could look at the soft skills, look at the workforce that we have here. And it was the brainchild of Don Long Sr. From Imperial.
Oh.
And he thought, what a cool way to do something like an Oscars for teachers in our area. So...
And not just with the award, but the whole presentation process is really cool.
It is.
I mean, it's an event.
It is an event that it is come in, dressed to the nines. Yep. We do it at the Oneida Hotel, and it is one of those where everyone comes out, they're full glitz and glamour.
It's one of the big social events of the year.
It is.
It's more of a Cinderella moment.
Yeah. It is. It is. And we want the focus to be on the educators.
I just want to jump in, though. Jim and I always talk, inevitably, when we talk about somebody, what was the spark? Where did it start? And it was some teacher that probably didn't even realize what a spark they were providing that led. A lot of times in music, it's that way. But these teachers, so it's great you recognize them, because so many times they've impacted somebody. But other than that one person, nobody knows.
And there's a lot of great parents out there. But the teacher just, I don't know, they just look up at a certain age. It's like, well, my teacher said this. It's like, well, I said this. Well, but my teacher said that. And they really respect these teachers. And I think they know now, I don't know if they knew when we were kids, just how influential they are in these kids' lives. It's unbelievable. Like Johnny said, we get people in here and it's like, you know, what made you pursue this career, this path or this music? And it, 9 out of 10 times, it's a teacher.
Yeah, one of the things that was really impactful yesterday was we went out, I was at Pulaski Community Middle School, and they brought in, as part of the surprise, 4 of her mentor teachers.
Wow.
And, 3 of them were out of retirement that came back, and she was, that's where the emotion started.
Well, a good friend of ours, Vanessa, she runs the program here for, she's on the school board in Bayport, and she runs a program, Feed Our Starving Children, that Jim and I kind of helped take part in. But at Bayport, what they would do is students, I think when they were graduating, I hope, Vanessa, if you're listening, please call in and correct me if on this, but they were allowed to bring back like a mentor who... And she, that meant so much to her. We don't, you know, sometimes we're grown-ups, and it's like, but when you are acknowledged for something that you've helped somebody, that's still a really great feeling. And Chris, that's cool that the Press Times is so big with this.
Yeah, we're one of the sponsors, and it was, it's always fun to go in the classrooms. And first of all, you're looking from the teacher's angle, looking at these kids at, you know, 8:30 in the morning who don't want to be there and are barely awake. And just trying to engage them, I just can't imagine what that challenge is, you know, and all the rewards that they get to see with these kids, too. It's you know, there were a lot of tears. I went to the first 4 yesterday. I could make it to, and a lot of tears and a lot of, oh, one, the Ashwaubenon High School is the one that stuck with me.
Why?
Just the reaction from her. She was totally unprepared. She had no idea it was coming.
Wow.
You know, didn't have... You guys were talking about makeup this morning.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
She said she had no makeup on. She had her hair in a messy bun, totally unprepared.
To teach.
And it just, it overwhelmed her. She couldn't even
You know what this reminds me of, and what you guys are saying about this? Have you ever seen the video? I'm sure you've seen it. Where for the NFL Hall of Fame, where they'll have everybody in a hotel, and the one guy always goes and knocks on the door.
Yeah.
And they, and it's just, it's like, it's him. They're delivering that message.
Yeah.
It sounds like they say, on a local scale, but same type of thing.
The planning for this, to keep it a surprise, is something where there is a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
I mean, we reach out, we talk to the superintendents, we talk to the principals, and we're like, all right, this is embargoed information. Keep it quiet so that we can make a genuine surprise.
And we're with Chris Leonard, headlines with a Press Time, and Matt Rentmeester, Golden Apple Award.
I was going to say that because you got to get security clearance to get in there. I mean, schools are a lot tighter than they were when we were kids. I just want to say, you said that kids that... Today, kids want to be in school. These good teachers, I mean, that wasn't...
Not at 8:30 in the morning.
I didn't have that gene. I know that. But, man, some of them are just, they can't wait to go to school. I mean, that's a great teacher.
But sometimes the home life is tougher than going to school. I mean, you know, and the teachers can make such... I remember this teacher telling me one time, they had parent-teacher things, and this one girl's parent had never come. And it was like the last one of the year or whatever, okay? And she said, oh, my gosh, my daughter talks about how, you know, you're just the greatest in her eyes and how you and her talk and you're blah, 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 blah. And he thought to himself, she's the most quiet girl, didn't say a word. We didn't have this kind of given forth. But in her mind, she did. And that was like almost like an escape for her. Was she admired this teacher, but was too shy to even talk. But she would tell her mom how much she loved this teacher. And that teacher was like overwhelmed. It's like, damn it, why didn't I do more, you know, for that one? So it's a give. It's both ways between, you know, the students and the teachers.
A teacher can make a difference in somebody's life. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So 8 recipients.
Correct.
Thousands of nominations. Is it true I was 9th?
Does NWTC, I'll have to go look at the rubric.
Yeah. I don't know if NWTC part-time teachers are included in this list.
I don't.
They should be.
Well, thank you, Johnny.
Yeah.
Anyway, what a cool event. 32 years. And tell us a little bit about, it's televised.
That right? In itself is hard to keep something going.
And weren't you one of the first in the country?
We were. Yeah, it was one of those where it was modeled. There was a couple other programs around, but when they were looking at it back in their early 90s, it was a program where there was a couple teacher recognition things, but nothing to this scale. And it has been mimicked and replicated in other parts of the country. And
which is great.
Yeah. Awesome.
I mean, you want to do that. I think we need more of that, because those things go a long, long, long way, and it's a great example.
And there are things like this that have come and gone. Right. You lose sponsorship, or you lose it. So to keep it going for 32 years, whatever you guys have been doing, congrats. I mean, having a great sponsor like this is huge, but you got to have them.
I think if someone is thinking of going into teaching, which is, you know, an admirable career, to seek out someone who won the Golden Apple Award. I mean, it's just, you know, because I tell students, you know, go to the best. Ask them, you know, how'd you do it? You know, what was it? What would you like? What you didn't like? And because they've worked hard, and these awards don't fall in their lap. I mean, it's the extra time they put in, and just these connection they have with the students. I mean, I know quite a few of your recipients, and they're just awesome teachers.
Yeah,
they didn't hit the kids with the rulers over the fingers, Johnny, like we had. You know.
Well, and it's a really great variety this year, too. I mean, we're spreading across. We have Ashwaubenon, Pulaski, Bayport, Green Bay schools, Catholic schools. We had a Holy Family had, I think it was their first recipient this year that they had at Holy Family. And that fourth grade classroom was wild.
I can imagine.
That was one of the more exciting.
Hey, you know what I forgot to, this is off topic a little bit. All right. You know what I saw at the grocery store the other day? A nun. In the old habit.
Oh, yeah.
The exact same old. I didn't know any of them wore those anymore.
Yeah.
She had the white thing here, whatever. Well,
they live right up here on Nicolet.
But they wear those old uniforms.
Some of the old. Yeah.
I was surprised. I didn't know any of them wore that. I went to Catholic school where that was what everybody wore.
And so you had flashbacks.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what was traumatic.
He was looking for a ruler, right?
I'm going to tell you what was traumatic. When, you know, your last day of school, you're in like the fifth grade. And the nuns are all, you know, the rosary beads and yada, yada, yada. You go back in September, and all of a sudden they're wearing skirts and, like, a blouse. And it's, oh, Sister Rosalie. It was weird.
Oh, wow, sister, you were hot. Yeah,
oh, my God, Jim. Why is it so weird?
I don't know. He's always got to go in that direction.
And they're blaming me being painkillers this morning.
Sign of the cross. I'm doing the same.
Absolutely. Me too. I'm right with you.
Catholic schools my whole life.
Unbelievable. Okay, you guys can stick around. We're going to talk more about this. I want to talk a little bit more, Chris, if it's okay with you, about something else. I've had so many people, I don't know why, recently, say, Mino, how do you write a book? What's the process? Yada, 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 yada. You and I are kind of on the same level of how we write our books. I'd like you to explain it a little bit, because obviously you've done it, and I'm sure you've got another one in you someplace, right, that's going to be written.
Yep.
And I just get a lot of people, so I want you to help me explain that whole process, because there's a lot of people that want to write books right now.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
All right. It's never been easier in some ways as far as with, you know, the mechanics of putting it together. So just want to hit on that. And you're going to write a book, aren't you?
Yeah. No.
Are you? No. Did you say you were going to write a book?
I have a book. I wrote a book.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Green Bay's Other Quarterback.
Oh, didn't know that.
Are you joking?
No.
I never knew this.
Yeah.
Why do we learn stuff like this about you? We've been working together 2 years.
He doles it out in little pieces. Yeah. Doesn't he just need to know?
I just don't need to.
He's an onion.
He's an onion, layers upon layers.
Boy, that goes. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I don't need to peel away any other layers. Where's this book? I want to see this book.
I'm
going to look it up. I'll look it up.
Okay. Go look it up. Good. Yeah. It's on there. Yeah.
Okay.
Green Bay's Other Quarterback. Yeah.
The title, a little hoity-toity. I'll be honest.
I was in front of Lambeau Field wearing my. I know it's a little bit.
Okay. Is it about you?
Would I write a book about anything else?
Oh, boy. Quick break. Back after this.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. February 21st at 6 p.m. is Varsity Gymnastics Conference versus Kakana and multiple schools at Kakana High. February 22nd is Boys Varsity State Swimming, 9 a.m. at Waukesha South Natatorium. 9:30 is Boys Varsity Sectionals versus Menasha at Menasha High. February 27th at 1 p.m. is Boys Varsity State Wrestling versus WIAA at Kohl Center in Madison. 7:30 is Boys Varsity Basketball at home versus Appleton West. For more events and details, visit OshkoshNorthSpartansAthletics.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
And the Mayor. Air. 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 Air.
Air. Air. Air. Air. Air. So we, Todd just found a picture of your book, Green Bay's Other Quarterback, The Mayor. That's a good looking picture. What do you guys think?
Yep.
Donald Driver.
How many years ago was this?
14.
No, it wasn't.
How many? Oh, yeah. What am I thinking? Yeah, I was thinking. Okay.
Donald Driver wrote the foreword.
Okay.
Well.
Anyway, we're not here to talk. We're talking about the Golden Apple Awards and Matt and the Chamber.
We're
and all
talking
these great
about
things.
Writing local books.
We were. We could do a whole. My youngest daughter is an editor in New York. She works for Grove Atlantic. And they don't take new books, but they have. And we'll get her on here. We'll talk about books someday, Johnny.
All right.
But not.
Sorry, Chris.
Can I
want to get back to the Golden Apple Awards. We only got 7 minutes, and I want to talk about this Golden Apple Awards. That's such a cool thing that you guys have put together.
And let's give those people the recognition.
Who won? Can you tell us?
Yeah.
Sure.
All
right,
let's hear
the winners.
Let's hear.
Absolutely. This is fresh information right hot off the press.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. This was announced yesterday. We went into the classrooms yesterday, and we went to go honor Shauna Fisher from Holy Family Catholic School, part of the Grace System. Corey Hansen from Parkview Middle School in Ishwaubenon. Amy Hoosterberg-Richards from Bayport High School in the Howard Squamical School District. Brianna Kehoe from Pulaski Community Middle School. Jason Krings from Southwest High School. Davianne Miller from Ishwaubenon High School. Dina Shiway from Beaumont Elementary in the Green Bay School Districts, and Scott Stromberger from Edison Middle School, and a wide variety of science, language arts, math, special education. It's just
awesome.
Wide array.
Great. Congratulations to them all.
And everyone was like, just knocked off. They're just surprised. I mean, nobody, the expectations, teachers don't have a lot of recognition expectations. Would you?
Correct.
Unlike these sports guys.
Literally, and obviously you guys don't have any moles.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah, yeah, nothing good. Got leaked.
Oh, right. We'll find them out if we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was genuine surprise, genuine, and of course, the humility. Big part of it. It's
right.
Like, no, it is all about the kids.
Well,
this
you
is
don't go into
do
teaching
this
for the glamour, correct, for the spotlight. So it's glad you guys do provide that to them.
I think that's really cool that you do it in front of their students.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that just, instead of calling them or say, look, you know, you won, to really surprise them in front of the class. Because those kids are very proud of their teacher.
Absolutely. And that's the part where everyone's cheering. We got principals coming down with cupcakes for the class and all that. So, yeah, they're excited about the teacher. They're also excited about treats. So it's great. Yeah.
Right. So this event, this is coming up April 2nd at Oneida, right?
Correct.
And can people go to that, or is that a closed event?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Tell us about tickets and how we can help sponsor this.
Yeah, the tickets are going to be available. We're opening tickets now, I believe, next week. At the end of next week, we will have our tickets available on the Greater Green Bay Chamber website. People can come out. They can buy tables. If companies want to sponsor, right, we can do that as well. We usually have around 500 people that come out.
That's great.
Tonight.
Yeah, and to get a table and just show your support as a company is a cool way to do it.
It is. It is. And it is the who's who. Everyone's there. All of our major companies come out for this. And so many teachers come out with their significant others, their principals, people that their mentors, all of that. And we place every table. We do a teacher of distinction with the table so that you can talk
nice
education and you can talk things on what's going on.
I don't want their kids to hear this, but I've been to a couple, and after the whole thing's over, they do a few shots once in a while.
Oh, really?
And they're friends. I just teachers. I'm just being
honest.
That
was the sports table. But I do want to say the reason the businesses are so engaged in this is, you know, that's the future of our community.
Absolutely.
You know, and these people are molding these kids. And
not only that, Jim, but what do we talk about? What do we want to be like with this radio show? We want to be like the way the Press Times is,
right,
the newspaper aspect of
just
it.
Just inform people.
Really local. I do that show on Channel 5, same type of thing. And Chris, you guys have embraced that so well. I mean, that's your niche, isn't it?
That's what we're all about.
That's what I mean.
Whole publishing company.
And this is a part of that by sponsoring something like this.
Yeah, it's a great fit.
And I think sometimes, I don't know, there's other stuff. And is it more important? I don't know. There's national, international news going on. And TV only has so much time, right? I mean, they got, what, 22 minutes to deliver. And things like this just don't get the recognition they deserve. And, you know, we're on for 3 hours every day, and we happen to find time for things that are really important to this community. Here, you know, here, Appleton, Oshkosh, I mean, it's a whole, you know, 41 corridor that we try to inform. But there's a lot of good stuff going on in this community, a lot. And this is another great one. I just really thank you for doing this, because it's a lot of work. I'm sure it's a ton of work.
I'm always inspired by the educators here, and they just do a wonderful job of continuing to.
Who's your speaker? You've had some big time speakers, I know. Do you have a speaker this year?
It's the recipients that are.
It's the recipients.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you did an event where you also had a big time speaker.
No, it's
the chamber does that. Yeah. You're thinking of the chamber. The chamber brings in, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
George Will and those guys. No. The speakers are the teachers.
I know, but I thought they had a speaker at this event.
They do videos too on each of the recipients.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
really
awesome.
Well done.
Very cool.
Honestly, I thought Mino was just trying to get a gig out of this. To be honest with you, that's what
Here's
I thought
my
was
card.
Going on.
Here's my card.
Yeah. Need a speaker.
I'd be April happy 2nd, I'm free.
Wow.
I'm free that day.
What's your
I can do that's a ticket.
Wow.
And we'll be highlighting each of the recipients coming up on the cover of the.
We'd love to talk to some. We'd love to get some of them on the show.
Oh, yeah,
we're going to
get somebody on here.
Oh, that would be great. We can definitely.
And what inspired us?
I'm sorry, what's your first name again? What is that?
Mackenzie.
Every time one of your people here say something, they look at you first for confirmation.
So Mackenzie's in studio, didn't want to
she's
come
like
on.
She's like the press secretary.
That's the work one.
No, she's the she's got all the answers. The communications director, they start going off the track. She's like, whoa.
Exactly.
Mackenzie's keeping a close eye on. That's cool. Well, again, thank you guys for coming in. Thank you for what you do, and we'd love to. Can you do it real quick? Say the names one more time of the recipients.
Shauna Fisher, Corey Hansen, Amy Hoosterberg Richards, Brianna Kehoe, Jason Krings, Davey Miller, Dina Shyway, and Scott Stromberger. Give big congratulations to all of this year's Golden Apple recipients.
Thanks for what
you're
doing.
Thank you for what you do.
Very nice. Congratulations to all of you.
Get your tickets where?
Get your tickets. Go to Greater Green Bay Chamber and check the website. And tickets will be available next week.
Outstanding. Thank you,
thanks
guys.
Thanks for doing this, you guys.
Chris, right. Always fun having you. We'll talk books next time, okay? Right.
Sounds good.
All right. This crank over here won't do that. Quick break. Back after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our friend Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is along with Trigny Olson of the Lincoln Project, and we'll take on what's worse involving the dreaded self-checkout. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jordan, Egypt, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, all coming out strongly against President Trump's idea that the United States take over Gaza. Some countries describing the plan as illegal, racist, non-negotiable, and absurd. However, says ABC's Terry Moran,
it is, in fact, a formal statement of policy. He said this is not something off the cuff, that he'd been thinking about it and talking about it. And what he said was the U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip. He said, you know, we're going to do a job with it. We'll own it.
On Tuesday, the U.S. Postal Service suspended packages from China and Hong Kong. This morning, the USPS reversed course on that and said it would accept the packages and says it's now working on an efficient collection mechanism for the new Trump tariffs. ABC News has learned that President Trump will sign another executive order today, this one banning transgender athletes from participating in women's sports. The White House expects the NCAA to change its rules in accordance with the order. This is ABC News.